This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Good morning, Macoupin County. Welcome to Mark My Words. I am Mark Duggar with the Macoupin County Farm Bureau. Provisions in the new health care law that require farms, ranches, and other businesses to complete an Internal Revenue Service Form 1099 for any expenditure totaling more than $600 in a calendar year create an unnecessary and costly paperwork burden, according to the American Farm Bureau Federation. Farm Bureau backs bills in the House and Senate, House Resolution 5140 by Representative Dan Lundgren of California, and Senate Bill 3578 by Senator Mike Johanns of Nebraska, that would repeal the Form 1099 reporting requirements. In addition, Farm Bureau filed comments with the IRS calling for repeal of the provisions that are set to take effect in 2012. In comments to the IRS, Farm Bureau cited research by LeMasters Daniels, an accounting firm that services numerous agricultural operations across Washington State and Idaho. According to LeMasters Daniels, the number of forms that would be required for a typical cattle operation with $250,000 of gross income would increase over fourfold from 16 to 68. For a typical orchard with $175,000 of gross revenue, the number of Form 1099s required would increase from 1 to 19. House Foreign Affairs Committee Chairman Howard Berman of California canceled Wednesday's markup of the Cuba Trade and Travel Bill because of what he perceived as wavering support. Farm Bureau strongly backs House Resolution 4645 that has already passed the House Agriculture Committee but must clear Berman's panel to reach the House floor. The bill needed 24 votes to pass the committee, but Berman reportedly only had 15 yes votes. More stringent rules from the Environmental Protection Agency will cost hundreds of thousands of jobs without providing any real public health or environmental benefits, according to a report released Tuesday by Senator Jim Inhofe of Oklahoma, the ranking member of the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee. The report, EPA's anti-industrial policy, threatening jobs and America's manufacturing base, focuses on a range of rules from more stringent air pollutant rules for cement kilns to greenhouse gas emissions regulations scheduled to go into effect in January 2011 for power plants and other stationary sources. Dairy farmers can greatly reduce ammonia emissions from their production facilities by injecting liquid manure into crop fields below the soil surface, according to research by the Agriculture Department. The findings, which resulted from a study conducted by soil scientists with USDA's Agricultural Research Service, could help dairy farmers increase nitrogen capture in the soil and protect air quality from agricultural ammonia emissions. The scientists behind the research worked at an ARS laboratory in Kimberly, Idaho, and conducted their study on four dairy farms in the state where the number of milk cows has increased 88% in the last decade. They applied liquid dairy manure stored in containment lagoons either by surface broadcasting, using a rolling tine aerator to incorporate manure into the top 4 inches of the soil surface, or injecting the manure 12 inches below the soil surface. Researchers concluded that dairy farmers who use dairy manure to amend soils could best reduce ammonia emissions by using subsurface injection, and that immediately incorporating manure deep into the soils during its application can limit losses of manure nitrogen from ammonia volatilization. Want to know where your nearest E85 refueling station is, or perhaps where there might be feedstocks to use for biofuel production? The Energy Department's National Renewable Energy Laboratory has produced a comprehensive set of data maps that show you that information and far more. Bioenergy Atlas, a web portal that provides access to two bioenergy analysis and mapping tools, was released Wednesday by NREL. The visualization screening tools, BioPower and BioFuels Atlas, allow users to layer related bioenergy data onto a single map to gather information on biomass feedstocks, biopower, and biofuels potential production and distribution. Bioenergy Atlas is an improvement over current tools in that it enables more timely and accurate analysis of the potential of given sites to be successful biomass producers. Urban farming with a twist is taking root in some cities thanks to programs such as Backyard Harvest in Minneapolis, where urban residents pay farmers to plant and tend their gardens on their backyards. Customers enjoy fresh vegetables, herbs, and edible flowers without the hassle of growing the crops themselves. Now in its second year, Backyard Harvest grows organic gardens for 21 customers. The House adjourned Wednesday to return home to campaign for the November election without voting on the estate tax and expiring tax cuts that will increase next year unless Congress takes action. Votes on tax cuts will now be taken up in a lame duck session set to begin November 15th. Republican leader John Boehner of Ohio urged the House not to adjourn until action was taken on the expiring tax cuts. The motion to adjourn squeaked by with a 210-209 vote, with 39 Democrats, most in tough re-election bids, joining Boehner and the Republicans. Boehner said a vote to adjourn for the campaign trail was akin to a vote to raise taxes. A group of 47 House Democrats wrote to Speaker Nancy Pelosi of California urging continuation of the 15% capital gains tax rate. If Congress fails to act this year, the capital gains tax rate would climb to 20% next year. According to the letter, by keeping dividends and capital gains tax rates linked and low for everyone, we can help the private sector create jobs and allow seniors and middle-class households to save and invest more. A dividends tax increase would impede our nation's economic recovery by decreasing the amount of capital that companies would have access to, thereby slowing the private sector's ability to grow and create jobs. The Obama administration's fiscal year 2011 budget proposes raising the top capital gains tax rate from 15% to 20% for those earning more than $200,000 per individual or $250,000 per couple. Farm Bureau supports the continuation of the 15% tax rate and opposes this tiered rate because farmers and ranchers can easily exceed the threshold in a year when their incomes spike and when they liquidate their operations in contemplation of retirement. The prices farmers receive for their products rose 3.4% in September from the August level, according to the September Agricultural Prices Report released Tuesday by the Agriculture Department's National Agricultural Statistics Service. September marks the third consecutive month prices have risen. The preliminary All Farm Products Index of prices received by farmers in September is 150% of its 1929 base and is 19% higher than August 2009, according to NASS. Prices rose for corn, wheat, broilers, and milk, but fell for lettuce, eggs, soybeans, and strawberries. Blueberries may help fight arterial sclerosis, also known as hardening of the arteries, according to results of a preliminary USDA-funded study with laboratory mice. The research provides the first direct evidence that blueberries can help prevent harmful plaques or lesions, symptomatic of arterial sclerosis, from increasing in size and arteries. Arterial sclerosis is the leading cause of two forms of cardiovascular disease, heart attacks and strokes. Cardiovascular disease is the number one killer of Americans. And on behalf of the Macoupin County Farm Bureau, where membership means value, I am Mark Duggar. Have a great day and God bless America.